Yerushalmi Shvi'is, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Kuf Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi in Shvi'is on Daf Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah on the page, at the bottom of the page, Eva Sadeh. Eva Sde Aelan, Kol Shloisha Elonos, Lebeisar, Imu'im Lasos Kika Devela, Shoshishim Mana, Ve'etalki, Choshim, Kol Beisar Vishilam. The Mishnah says, what is a field of trees? If there are three trees in the area of a beisar, which is 50 by 50 amos, if they're capable of producing a fig cake, the value of 60 Italian mana, each mana being 100 dinars, one may plough the entire beisar for them. Pochis mikan, ein choshin lahen el ha'oa v'salai chutzala. When capable of less than this, one may only plough the area under the trees and the area beyond it that is big enough for the harvester and his basket. And the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel, Rav Yavor, b'shem Rav Yochanan, ha'koyne shloshe elonos b'soich shel chaveru b'choykim, mata eser l'beisar, kroivim kadei shehabaka oive b'keilav, kana karka shetachteim, karka shebeineim, shechutz lahen, meloi ha'oira b'salai. The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, and Rav Yavor, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that if one buys three trees in another field that are no more than roughly 18.25 amos away from each other, based on the calculation of the maximum distance between one tree and the next in a beisar of 10 trees, and they're no closer than the distance wide enough for an ox with its pack to pass, then he acquires the land beneath the trees and between them, as well as a distance around them large enough for the harvester in his basket. Rav Amar Basuyin Tzover. Rav says the Amoraim are discussing when the three trees are standing in a triangle. Ushmul Amar Basuyin Shura, and Shmuel says no, even if they're standing in a row. Amr B'Yosi Taman is Amrith V'Chaloy Ems Amrith. Rav Yosi says, this dispute was said about acquiring the land, but here, concerning the laws of Shvi'is, there's no dispute, as Shmuel agrees with Rav that he may only plough the entire Beisar until Shuras if the trees are planted in a triangle. Amr B'Yonan, Afilu Hacha is Amrith B'Krovim. Rav Yonan says, no, they also disagree here over Shvi'is when the trees are close together. Amr Leib Abimana, Vim B'Krovim B'Hataninan, Kadei She'abaka Oiv B'Kelav, Ifechami b'shasha abaka oiv b'keilav hashoshim mahalchim menasad b'shasha ina abaka oiv b'keilav ena shoshim mahalchim menasad. Ravana asked the question: If they are close together, we've learned in the Mishnah that it must be wide enough for an oxen with its pack to pass. But let's see: when the ox passes with its pack, the roots spread out sideways. If there isn't enough room for the ox to pass with its pack, the roots don't spread out sideways. And the Gemara now goes on to another question: Rav Lezer. Shal Mizulazu Sheshesrei Ulasad Esrim V'Chamesh. Rav Lezer says when the trees are positioned in a straight line in the middle of the Beisar, which we said again is 50 by 50 amos, there are 16 amos between each tree and the next, and perpendicular from the line of trees to the edge of the field is 25 amos each way. If 16 amos suffices for a tree, why does it require 25 amos in each direction? Rishmu Barav Yitzhak Boy Hayunasunim Besad Agader Choshen Kol Beisar Bishvilam. The question is, Rishmu Barav Yitzhak asks, if they were positioned next to the edge of a field, do they allow ploughing a full beisar on the other side of the fence? And Rav Yosi, in Bai Nitten Lahem, Arbo, Sar Mikan, V'Sar Mikan. Rav Yosi says to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, according to you, if he's given it even if the trees are next to the fence, you should always give trees a beisar in every direction, and it should in fact be permitted to plough an area of four beisar for the three trees. Rabbi Yemi asked the question, Haifa Geffen Achas Mudla Al Gabe Shefei Sa'in At Chorish Karka Shetachtea V'Karka Shechutzala Malay Ha'oira V'Salay Chutzala. The Rabbi Yemi asked that the Mishnah taught, when capable of less than that, one may only plough the area under the trees and the area beyond it that is big enough for the harvester in his basket. If there was one grapevine raised upon canes that spread out two sa'ah, would it be permitted to plough the entire area under the trees and the area beyond it big enough for the harvester and basket, or only until a beisar? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. During the period when there was a prohibition to plough according to the two times that Chacham set before Gamliel and his Beis Din permitted them, as we mentioned earlier, if there was a field on a slope with three trees at the top and a space of 50 amos followed by another three trees for the upper trees, they may plough 25 amos down from them, and for the lower trees they may plough 25 amos above them. Niche ilan melamalon choshen by melamaton ilan melamaton choshen by melamalon. The question is, it's understandable that for the upper trees he may plough 25 amos below them, but why may he plough 25 amos above the lower trees? Mishvanim and Ador. Marchikin es ha'ilan min ha'bo 25 amah v'tani alea ben melamalan ben lamaton And the Gemara answers that prove it from the following Mishnah in Masechet Bava Basra: 1 amos distance, a tree 25 amos from a pit, as the tree's roots will damage the pit. And the Braisa teaches whether they are above or below. Now, does this simply mean that whether the tree is above and the pit below and vice versa, or does it mean whether the tree is above and the pit is below and even when they are both below? But there's another Braisa that teaches whether the tree is above and the pit below, or whether the tree is below and the pit is above, the 25 amos separation is required. It's understandable if the tree is above and the pit is below, but if the tree is below and the pit is above, do roots grow upwards? And this proves that the tree roots do actually grow upwards, which also proves that the entire Beis Olam may be ploughed when three trees are above and three below. Amar Rabbi Chanina, lo mipnei shehashorashim ela shehein oisin ofa tichorach vehem melakin au isoi shel bor. Rabbi Chanina rejects this. He says, no, it's not because of the roots, it's because the earth around them becomes crumbly, which damages the bottom of the pit. Also, uvda kamei Rabbi Yasa, the Bei Rabbi Bun, amar yechidihu voli esimchon alav. Such a case where the field was sloped and the tree was below came before Biasa of the house of Ibun, and he said that the Braisa that taught that one may plough above is a single opinion, but the Rabbanon disagree in such a case and prohibit ploughing above. As the Braisa taught, Reb Shimon said just as they said that one may plough when the tree is above, so they said it when it's below.